You're listening to Times the Brief, powered by the Salvation Army, reminding you that only 39 giving days remain until Christmas. So please join the fight to put roofs over heads. To give through Alexa, say, Alexa, make a donation to the Salvation Army, or visit salvationarmyusa.org. Cambodian court convicts former Khmer Rouge leaders of genocide in historic ruling, by Eli Meixler. Nearly 40 years after suffering the totalitarian nightmare of the Khmer Rouge, victims of Cambodia's horrific history were granted a small measure of justice on Friday. An international criminal tribunal convicted two aging former Khmer Rouge leaders in a historic ruling that for the first time legally defines the regime's crimes as genocide. The defendants, Nguyen Che, 92, and Kyo Sampan, 87, are among the last surviving chieftains of the Khmer Rouge, a brutal regime that decimated Cambodia from 1975 to 1979 in an effort to recreate a utopian agrarian society. An estimated 1.7 million people, or more than 20% of the population, died. Many succumbed to starvation, while others were tortured to death in camps and killing fields across the small Southeast Asian country. The UN-backed court, informally known as the Khmer Rouge Tribunal, handed both Nguyen Che and Kyo Sampan life in prison on Friday, terms which duplicate their 2014 convictions for the forced evacuation of Phnom Penh, Cambodia's capital. Despite their blood-drenched pasts, neither Nguyen Che, who was described as the loyal right-hand man of Khmer Rouge leader Pol Pot, nor Kyo Sampan, who served as head of state, were previously charged with genocide. Friday's verdict was the first time in 12 years of meting out justice that the tribunal delivered a genocide verdict, internationally a rare pronouncement. The legal standard of genocide is notoriously difficult to prove beyond reasonable doubt in a trial setting, International Commission of Jurists Asia-Pacific Director Frederick Roski wrote in an email to Time. And yet, Friday's verdict, which may prove to be the Khmer Rouge Tribunal's last, did find both the elderly cadres guilty of perpetrating genocide against ethnic Vietnamese civilians. Presiding Judge Nil Non and Nguyen Che said Nguyen Che played a leading role in laying the foundations of the Khmer Rouge's ideology and operations, and so was also convicted of genocide against the country's ethnic Muslim Cham minority. Kyo Sampan, meanwhile, was cleared of genocide charges against the Cham. The genocide verdict does not pertain to the country's predominantly Khmer population, the ethnic group to which the majority of the regime's victims belong. Friday's ruling, nevertheless, marks a historically important moment for Cambodia, says Yuk Chung, a Khmer Rouge survivor and director of the Documentation Center of Cambodia, DCCAM, the country's genocide research institute. It will reaffirm surviving victims' collective humanity and validate their suffering and loss. Neither of the aged defendants, both of whom are medically impaired, said anything at their sentencing. In the past, they have denied any responsibility for the Khmer Rouge's many atrocities and claimed themselves to be the victims of a politically motivated witch hunt. In addition to Nguyen Che and Kyo Sampan, only one other former cadre, Kang Gwek-eve, better known by his nom de guerre, Comrade Duke, has been convicted by the tribunal. Duke, 76, was given life in prison in 2012 for his role overseeing the infamous S-21 security prison, where an estimated 15,000 suspected traitors were tortured and killed. He was reportedly hospitalized last month with severe respiratory problems. After almost a decade of hearings and $300 million spent, the court has drawn ire for its meager tally of convictions and slow pace. The Extraordinary Chambers in the Courts of Cambodia, ECCC, as the court is formally called, launched in 2006 as a unique hybrid bench with both Cambodian and international prosecutors and judges. But its lofty goals to deliver Cambodia truth and justice became mired in allegations of corruption and censorship. Questions about the court's independence have long dogged the process. The ECCC has always been a creature of compromise that was hemmed in by politics every step of the way, says Sebastian Strangio, a journalist and author of Hun Sen's Cambodia. The court was always burdened with a huge amount of expectation in terms of what it could achieve, while at the same time riven by fundamentally divergent perceptions of justice. Case 002/02, which concluded Friday, was a protracted affair. It opened in 2014 and heard testimony from 185 witnesses and experts over 283 days. Two other defendants in the case died before facing a verdict. Ayeng Sary, the regime's foreign minister, who was known as Brother Number 3, was charged with genocide but died in 2013. Ayeng Thirith, his wife and the regime's social affairs minister, was deemed unfit to stand trial before she died in 2015. It is unlikely further Khmer Rouge principals will be held accountable. Cambodia's long-ruling Prime Minister Hun Sen, himself a former Khmer Rouge defector, has imposed stringent limits on the court's domain. Only senior officials who were most responsible for the Khmer Rouge's crimes were investigated, a decision that has protected the many ex-cadres who now fill the current government's ranks. Two additional cases concerning mid-level Khmer Rouge officials have stalled, while charges against former cadre Im Cha Em were dropped earlier this year. Many of the perpetrators got away with murder, and they've not been held to account, says Hong Lim, an Australian Labour Party MP who left the country in 1970. I think the international community should be hanging their heads in shame. DC CAM's Chung acknowledged the tribunal's many shortcomings, but emphasized that they should not overshadow the verdict's significance. Tribunals are also not the only solution to transitional justice, he said. It's the end of the horrible chapter in Cambodia, but it doesn't mean that with it we should celebrate. There's a lot of work that needs to be done.